Episode 58.
All right, buddy.
All right, Mike, see you next week.
Thanks.
I'm gonna be trying fucking Tim's Pizza on the episode on today's episode. This is gonna be fun.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be slightly jealous because I can't get either of those.
Oh, but you do have a beer with you, though.
I do have a beer in my rather snazzy Molson Canadian glass.
Yeah, that is a very nice glass.
It was liberated from a bar somewhere.
What happens in Vegas stays, except for the nice glasses. Those come back.
Yeah. Something like that.
So I walked my girlfriend to the bus stop, and after the bus picked her up, I walked over to Timmy's. I went to Timmy's because, so this is the first time in like springtime where hockey cards are going to be opened on the show. Gotta say, these new Greatest Duo packages, like it's in black and gold, like they look really nice. So three of those packs are going to be opened at the end, and I got this pizza. It was funny because on the walk over to Timmy's, I was thinking, is this going to be like the McPizza all over again, where like you got to wait 20 minutes? Like that was the huge complaint about the McPizza back in the day, is you had to wait, like after ordering it, you'd have to wait an extra 15, 20 minutes for it. And then they come out and bring it to you. But like I went into Tim's, and I even texted you when I was in Tim's, and yep. I asked the guy, I'm like, do you guys have the cheese pizza? And he's like, yeah, we got it. And I'm like, cool, I'm going to have that. What I found funny is, so there's four different of these flatbread pizzas you can get, and three of them are $7.99. The one I went for, because I'm loyal to cheese pizza, was $6.99, so I saved the buck. Hallelujah. what I found a little odd was, so the guy's like, do you want any dip? Now, usually I do go for dip. Like, I was on the hunt for, like, who was the best creamy garlic, cheddar jalapeno, marinara. What I found funny is they had a physical sign promoting the pizzas, and it didn't show any dipping sauces. And then on the big electrical bright ass board, it didn't have any of the dips. It just shows you the four pizzas you can get, the prices, and all that. So, like, that would have been nice because maybe Timmy's has the fucking best creamy garlic. On the topic of creamy garlic, Pizza Hut and Little Caesars, they literally put the creamy and creamy garlic. Your pizza is going to be fucking swimming in that. all right, so
this is all different to me.
Stuff, huh?
Well, this is all different to me. We don't really have that over here. Domino's have a garlic dip. I would really call it a creamy garlic dip. And we don't have pizza.
Under a different name. Yeah. Oh, pizzas is really good. Creamy garlic.
Yeah.
All right, so on the hockey stuff, there's only one non-Leaf note I have, and it's finally official. So poor one for a fallen homie. The Phoenix and Arizona Coyotes are no more. They have been bought out. They're going to be moving to Utah. If anything, I will miss the Kashina. I drew the fuck out of that logo, the Whalers logo, the previous Leaf logo. Like, growing up, it was – all of those logos. I have, it was funny, like through the hockey guy, I emailed his buddy on eBay. I got the Arizona, the Kashina jersey.
Yep.
And bench clears, like I'm wearing a Leaf tank top from them right now. Their tank tops are just awesome. I definitely do want to get a white one, like for summer. But I do have, the Kashina one, but in black. It looks sick. But yeah, RIP Arizona. It's funny. So I want to ask you the question. What do you think Utah's team name will be, because this is going to be funny.
So I keep seeing something about Yetis and Bigfoot, so I think it's something along those lines. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've heard
Snowman or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. And to be honest, this could be my British ignorance. I wouldn't associate that state with Bigfoot.
With the Yeti? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be thinking of like Washington State, yeah, North California, Minnesota, yeah, somewhere like that. Not really.
Not Utah.
No, I associate that with snakes and Mormons, to be honest. But I think that's where Skinwalker Ranch is, isn't it?
I know I have seen, like, people were making fun of it. It'd be the Utah Mormons, and, like, that logo is a guy in a suit with a book and all that.
Like the Quaker Oats guy.
this one, I screenshotted it, because this went fucking all over Twitter when Seattle, but like before they were known as the Kraken, right? So on the image here, it's a fucking pigeon with semen gear on it. Fucking Salt City bitch pigeons. And it was funny because when... When it was Seattle, it was the Seattle bitch pigeons, or Rain City bitch pigeons. So it's I love seeing that logo pop up again, because bitch pigeons, that's fucking jokes. But someone had tweeted that image, edited the Seattle part to Salt City, but they tweeted it, "Do it, you cowards." honestly, that would be fucking hilarious. I would die the happiest man with laughter if they called it the bitch pigeons.
Yeah, that would be funny. I'd like to hear the TV announce that.
The bitch pigeons just scored. The bitch pigeons are beating Ottawa 7-2.
Well, the ringside announcer, "Please rise for your Salt Lake bitch pigeons."
Oh, fucking A. Yeah, that would absolutely be hilarious. I like doing the Yeti thing, it would be cool. I agree with you. There's no way to associate Yetis with that state. But I like, for the lols, I want to see bitch pigeons.
Yeah, that would be funny.
All right, so I write on it. And I'm not going to lie, the logo is kind of hilarious. That pigeon, he looked pissed off. Imagine a little pigeon, little fucking flying rat coming at you like that.
It's like like that old cartoon, The Animaniacs, and they had the skit with the good feathers. New York gangster pigeons.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be hilarious. All right, so we're going to cap off the last five or six Leaf games we have here. It's going to be a bummer because only two of them are wins. What'll be fun is, so after we do, after we cap off the season, so round one of the playoffs have started. Yes, we're still a little bummed out about last night, but the boys are going to come back. The Leafs are 6-2. In game twos in the playoffs in the Austin Matthews era. So hopefully they'll come out with a win on, I think it's the game two is tomorrow.
Monday night, I believe.
Yeah.
My calendar is a little bit funny because when I look it up, it automatically adjusts it to my time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it'll be a day ahead.
And you're in the future.
I'm in the future, sort of. But it's not like, Jurassic Park.
Spoilers, but not an. Yeah. Where you're like 14 hours ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I scrolled ahead in my notes. So, yeah, game one was yesterday. Game two is Monday at 7, which would be like 11, 12 your time.
12.
Yeah. And then game three is Wednesday. So we'll get to predictions and all of that after capping off the last of the games here. So we're going to start with 3-2 overtime win versus Pittsburgh, which was nice. So Sammy had started that one. He made 31 saves for a .939 save percentage. I want to talk about it a little bit more with Sammy because, like, I'm a little bummed out to see how many people had turned on him. Like, Twitter was just giving it to him last night. Like, he really turned it around this season. Right? You know what? Fuck it. I'll talk about it now. Like, yes, he did start this season really shittily, but he miraculously turned it around. He did get better. And going into the playoffs, like, even myself, I was like, you know what, going into this playoffs, if we have a trio of Sammy, Wohl, and Jones, like, with how good all of them have looked, and, well, with the turn that the Sammy's had, you know, going into this playoff series with Boston, I was confident about all of them. It'd be fantastic, right? And, yeah, it was a bummer to see how everyone had turned on him. Just after one game.
Yeah. There's no need. I mean, I admittedly, earlier in the year when he was going through his bad run, I was kind of on the, maybe we need to look elsewhere side of things.
Pick up a goalie.
But clearly whatever the club did to reassure him that he was wanted, needed, and yeah, to help him get through what it was, because I think it was a mental thing. It wasn't necessarily a physical thing.
Yeah.
Whatever they did, I mean, yeah, hats off to him. It was, it was world class. Looking after your guy and making sure he was good.
Yeah, like,
you know,
got him back up on his feet.
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest, last night he could have had some help. Not giving up soft pens would have helped. It's always better to defend when you've got equal number of guys on the sheet. But yeah, you know, first game, nerves. See what happens the next one, I suppose.
The ice has been broken.
Yes, exactly.
Boston would still have to win three more, but honestly, I it's hard to see the Leafs getting swept. Like, if they do lose this series, it's not in four games.
No. The score didn't really do it justice. Boston probably was the better side over 60 minutes. So them winning was probably the right result for the deserved winner meter.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I mean, you've got an empty net straight away, so that takes a goal off. And if we don't take the soft calls, you don't give the officials the excuse to give the soft calls, then, you know, you're helping your goalkeeper straight away.
Yeah. Giving a little bit more support on Sammy.
Yeah.
All right. So back to the Pittsburgh game here. In the second period, a nice goal. It was his 15th of the season, and TJ and Riley were on the apples on that one. And then going into the third period, Maddie with a power play goal, and that was number 65. We were watching history with that. Well, 65 was he tied with Ovechkin for like most goals in a single season. And Tavares was on the apple on that one. So I have a little note written down here. The graphic that came after that goal, the Leafs are 18th 3-0 in the last 21 games when Matthews scores. So if Matthews is scoring, there's a likely chance the Leafs are coming out with a win.
Yeah.
All right. Just need Matty to score. And then an OT that I quote. Okay, my memory is shitty. Yes, please forgive me. Bear with me. But McCabe, and I have it in brackets, more like McNasty, because the way he came in handling the puck and just shot it at the net, it was McNasty. That was the OT winner. It was McCabe's eighth of the season. And Matthews and Marner were on the apples on that one. That was, fucking chef's kiss. And then in the team stats, so Pittsburgh outshot us 33-23. They outhit us by 31-30. But we out-penalty minuted them 10-4. And then the faceoffs were actually close, with the Leafs with 50.9% and Pittsburgh with 49.1%. So we just got them. Just got them on the faceoffs. And then your stars of the game. So some fucking Pittsburgh Penguin, Raquel was the third star, but what matters is stars number two and one. Matthews with a goal and assist, and McCabe with that beautiful fucking McGoal. And you know what? I guess to speak of Sammy, so I saved this image off of Twitter, and it's little stats of Sammy since January 21st. He's had an 18-3-1 record, a save percentage of .915. Like that's a kind of goalie you want in the playoffs too. He's had goals against 2.43 and two shutouts. Like when he shuts the door, he shuts the fucking door. He does have it in him, and we all here believe him. And going on. So this I like to take a step back when the Leafs play the Devils, because Devils buddy Johnny. Hi, Johnny. I love you. I like that the Leafs and the Devils, they played three games in the last month of the regular season. So there was a back to sort of back against the Devils, because there was the game on Tuesday, and then there was the game against the Devils on Thursday. So this was the first game. It was a 5-2 win. Wall had started for the Bays, and he made 18 saves for a .900 save percentage. Allen had started for the Devils. He made 34 saves for a .8995 save percentage. In the first period, I know I get a lot of hate because, Kylie and Cody, they want him off the team or either sent down to the Marlies. Nicky Bobby, with his 13th of the season, it was unassisted because the kid, he just takes it into his own hands and he gets the fucking goal. Nico Hischier got his 27th of the season. Dawson Mercer and Brandon Smith on the apples on that one. In the second period, Mercer got his 20th goal of the season, a power play goal. Nico on the apple on that one. Burt with his 20th goal of the season. And a fun fact about that, that was his fourth time hitting 20 goals in a season.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? And Domi and McCabe on the apples on that one. This was fun because, I remember Gio was an option. Giordano has been an option in Tim Picks more often this year than Austin fucking Matthews.
Yeah, that's because they don't want you to literally win.
I honestly haven't won once this year. Last season, I won twice. I won in November, and then the following time, February, March, around there. I won twice. So now, this season, I win nothing. Am I going to win twice again next year to make up for it?
Get the makeup call.
No, I got to win four times to make up for the two times I didn't win this season. Gio got his third of the season, and Maddie and Bert were on the apples on that one. And then going into the third period, this one, it's funny. I have this written in bold. Maddie, goal number 66. And Domi was on the apple on that one. And then Bert with his blackjack. I like to joke that it was blackjack because it was his 21st of the season. It was an empty netter. It still counts. If you say it doesn't count, go fuck your face. And McCabe and, Mar- It counts. It fucking counts.
If it's on the board, it counts.
Exactly. Exactly. If it counts for the Leafs, it counts. If it counts, it doesn't. And McCabe and Marner were on the apples on that one. And the three stars of the game, Jake Allen was the third star. Bertuzzi was the second star with two goals and an assist. And Matty with just history, literally history. Because like after he hit 61 and going up, we were watching living history. I remember like during the pandemic and lockdowns and all that shit, there were all these memes going around. I wish I wasn't living in a historic event right now. With Austin Matthews, we are fucking grateful that we are living through a historic event. Austin Matthews is the historic event.
Yeah, it's highlight reels in 30 years.
I honestly. And then for the team stats, so we outshot the fuck out. Sorry, buddy. 39-20. We out-hit them 12-6. But the Devils out-penalty minuted us by 2, 6-4. And they definitely got the face-off percentage, 54.0%. And the Leafs got 46.0%. And then Wednesday was the day off. And then Thursday, right back at the grind for a 6-5 loss. It's funny how, like, whenever the Leafs play the Devils, and like this isn't just me like taking the step back and, you know, having fun and all that. Usually the Leafs play the Devils and it's like a high scoring carnival like game. Jake Allen started for the Devils on Thursday. He came out with 27 saves for a .844 save percentage. Sammy started for us. He came out with 14 saves, you know, an easy night for him. He came out with a .700 save percentage. Jesus. That's a big oof. And going into the first period, so old captain, my captain, JT, with his 25th of the season. Marner on the apple on that one. I don't know if I talked about a bit about it. I know Cody was going on about the lineup in the last episode. But, like, you brought JT in to play with Mitch Marner. Like there was like during the free agency, right? Yep. There was a video that was shown to JT apparently. And it was like, if you come to Toronto, you're not just coming home. You're coming home to play with Mitch Marner. And honestly, at least for me, like I found if Marner is playing with JT, one of the two is getting a goal. And there's sparks and there's really good vibes and energy between those two. So, like, while we're in the playoffs here, you got to keep Marner with JT. Like, that's where it's at, baby.
Yep.
Eric Kalla with his 16th of the season, unassisted. Matthews with the number that will forever be tied with our boys. Even, I feel like, if say the Leafs eventually win a cup. If it's this year, it's this year. It's in 5 years. It's in 5 years. The Leafs win their next cup. Somehow 67 is still going to be tied to Toronto and the Leafs. It's like, it's never going to go away. Like,
no,
like
unless they win,
they want a cup.
Unless they win five.
No, I feel like even if they win a cup, I feel like it's still going to stick around. Like it's fucked. But like, you know, like you're buying the merch, I'm buying the merch, everything with like Stanley Cup champion Toronto Maple Leafs. Oh, Gary is laughing to the bank for days.
Yeah.
Years even. Jesus.
Yeah.
Taking
the glory of when the league wasn't even the same company it is now.
Honestly, though. Matthews with his 67th of the season. Domi and Brody on the apples on that one. Nolan Foote's first goal of the season. Like, if you're going to get your first, I guess it's against the Leafs because of course, and at the very end of the season too. and then Timo Meier with his 26th of the season, which was a power play goal. And then going into the second period, Matthews continues to be living history with his 68th of the season. Domi and Bird on the apples on that one. While on the subject of Bert and Domi, I gotta say, like, I am dying. I'm physically dying I would love to get Joey Ferg's t-shirt, the Burton Domes, and how it's fucking Beavis and Butthead. That's perfect. Absolutely yeah. perfect. Continuing on with the goals, David Camps got his eighth of the season. Dewar with the apple on that one. Timo Meier got his 27th of the season, a power play goal. Going into the third period, Bratt got his 26th of the season, power play goal. O-Captain, our captain, with his 26th of the season. Riley and Marner on the apples there. And then Bratt got the final dagger with his 27th of the season, which was unassisted. Going into team stats, we outshot the fuck out of the Devils, 32-20. They outhit us by 36-34. We out fucking penalty minutes 23-11. And we did get them on the faceoffs 51.7%, and the Devils came out with 48.3%. You win the faceoffs and you're gonna go. But I mean, you know what? It was only a one goal game. Like, that's not, it's a loss, but it's not that much of a stink.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it, okay, say if it was like 5-2 or 3-1. Like, okay, it's a couple of goals. It stings a little bit more, but one goal, yeah, brush it off onto the next one.
Yeah, it's next, just luck. Yeah.
Yeah, puck luck there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now, yeah, the rest of these games are losses, so this is going to suck. Fuck.
yes.
So the next game is versus the Red Wings, which was a 5-4 overtime loss. I mean, at least they came out with the pity point. Sammy had started. He came out with 27 saves for 844 save percentage. In the first period, you know what? Yes, I'm going to say it now. These games may have been losses, but the shutoutless streak lives on. Because, like, Johnny Boy, he shared a post in the group chat where it combined not just regular season but playoffs as well. And the Leafs have, like, 200 – they're above 215, I think it was. So at least, you know what? Yeah, the shutoutless streak lives on to see another sunrise. Marner, very early on, he got his 26th of the season, a power play goal. Willie and Riley on the apples on that one. This is hilarious because, like, the next – I have it in the note. The next four goals are all Detroit goals. Four Detroit goals. Ouch. That – yeah, like, as that period went on and, like, Detroit got goal after goal, it was – like, it even zoned me out. I'm like, fuck, come on, boys. You got this. And then in the second period, my boy, Nicky Bobby, with his 14th of the season. That one was unassisted as well. And then Matthews. Okay, this goal I actually remember because, well, it was his last goal of the regular season. And it was beautiful. The guy, honestly, it was funny. The way he shot it, it kind of reminded me of fucking Happy Gilmore, like he was just playing golf at the moment.
Yeah.
Like the way he shot that fucking puck and it went in and came out the other side. Like that was a beautiful fucking goal. It was a nice goal. It was number 69. Ayo. A power play goal. Marner and Riley on the apples on that one. And with that goal, Matthews becomes the first player since Mario Lemieux in 96-97 to have 69 goals in a regular season. If anything, wow. I would have loved to have looked it up since he hasn't hit it. I would love to know, like, who was the last player to hit 70 goals in a regular season? Like, that's got to be way back when players were, like, drinking and smoking at intermission and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. On it, like, right?
Go club it after the game.
Not, you're right. Like, let's party, boys. Let's go. and then before that period ended, JT with his 27th of the season, Marner on the apple on that one. See? That's fucking magic. You put Marner and JT together and magic's going to happen. But then the final dagger comes in OT. Larkin gets the power play goal, his 33rd of the season. going into team stats, the Leafs outshot them just by a few, 36-32. Detroit out-hit the fuck out of us, 41-35. And they out-penalty minuted us by 2-8-6. And they definitely got the face-offs on us, 58.8%. And our boys came out with 41.2%. You know what? Again, it's a one-goal game in overtime, so at least our boys came out with the pity point. Ah, fuck it. Brush it off. Move on to the next one. So now we're in the final two games of the season. If anything, something I do want to point out, like, I love Nikki Bobby, but there was a whole discourse on, like, he's not going to make the roster until, like, you know, later on in the series, right? Like game three, game four, he'll show up, right? I do love that, like, while watching the game last night, he was in the roster. Like, I think it was under circumstances, like McMahon and all that.
He had his out as well.
So if anything, out of lucky circumstances, I love that Nikki Bobby was in the roster. It would have been nice to have seen an unassisted goal at some point. But yeah, so moving on into the second last game, they played Florida in a 5-2 loss. Shutoutless streak continues on. Wall had started this one. My heart broke for Wall in this game. Cause like seeing goal after goal, like I love Wall. Like I don't know if he's going through an injury still, but, seeing that many pucks get past him, it was a bummer. But he made 37 saves for a .902 save percentage. Like, yeah, the Leafs got fucking beat, but to see that Wall came out with that save percentage is like, okay, the kid is still pretty good with a save percentage like that.
That shows how much offense Florida had.
Not much. And yeah, going into the first period, JT with his 28th of the season, it was a power play goal. Marner and Riley on the apples there. Gregor, 6th of the season, that was unassisted. Fucking A. So I have it second period, 4 Florida goals, ouch. And third period, empty net Florida goal, ouch. Because, yeah, that's oof, Marone. Going into the team stats, so Florida outshot the fuck out of us, 42-26. Like, come on, boy. Like, if you're going to get 26 shots, make them fucking count. Like, oh, God. They out hit us 43-38, but we out penalty minute them 16-14. And the Panthers came out with the better faceoff percentage, 56.3%. And our boys came out with 43.8%. And now in the final game of the season, they played Tampa Bay. You know what? I like how this season, it came up to even, I think, the last game. Like, we didn't know who we were going to play. Like,
yes. Okay,
if we win, we're playing Florida. If we lose, we're playing Boston. Like, I love how that was more up in the air this year. Last season, it was like, we all
knew by November
that we were playing Tampa.
Yeah. I think when I was over in November, I think we already, I don't think it was quite confirmed, but it was pretty much,
like, almost basically in stone.
Yeah.
So at least in this regard, like, it was nice to see there was a bit more mystery. Like, oh, are we playing these guys or are we not? Here, give me a second. I'm just grabbing my cord because my laptop battery is dying. All right. I'm good. So in this last game against Tampa, our boys, they came out with a 6-4 loss. That's a bummer, but you know what? Shutoutless. I will die on the fucking hill. The shutoutless streak continues to see another day. Even you were saying in the group chat, like, that you were glad that you were wrong about the shutout in that Devils game. There's a little bit of fun in like doing those predictions. So Jones has started for us, which I'm going to agree with Cody. If you're listening, Cody, hi, I love you, buddy. Miss you. Jones should have had a few more starts in the like the final stretch of games here, just to, you know, get him worked up and possibly playoff ready if we need him. But he made 26 saves for a .813 save percentage. And in the first period, Tampa Bay scored twice. Ill. And then of all players, Ryan Reeves gets his fourth of the season. Camp and Dewar got the apples on that one. And then in the second period, we had three Tampa Bay goals. So it dragged on there. And then in the third period here is where the boys kind of like, okay, if we're going down, we're going down fighting. There was one Tampa Bay goal in the third period. Brody got a goal. That was a clapper he had. Like, he was right at the blue line. He just clapped it, and it went straight in. It was gorgeous. That was his first of the season. If you're going to get a goal, let it be on the last game of the regular season. Dewar and Camp were on the apples on that beauty. Holmberg got a goal. It was his seventh of the season. Nicky Bobby, got the assist on that one. And then JT with the final goal of the regular season for our boys. It's his 29th of the season. Willie and Timmons on the apples on that one. If anything, it's a slight bummer to see, okay, Matthews hit 69, didn't hit 70. I'm not going to complain because he hit nice. Like, that's fucking hilarious. Willie, he ended the season with 38 or 39 goals. Like, he just missed the 40 mark.
Was it nearly 100 points as well, wasn't it?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, very like, nearly. All the apples, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's homework to do after the show. But JT came out with 29, just missed the 30 goal mark. You know what? In our hearts, they hit 30. They hit 40, and Matthews hit 70.
Yeah, probably.
It matters in our hearts. And then going into the team stats, Toronto came out with 38 shots. Tampa Bay came out with 32. They out-hit us 39-33. We out-penalty minute them 10-8. But they out-face-off percentage us 54.9%, and our boys came out with 45.1%. That is the end of the regular season. So now we are going to get into playoff predictions. Yes, we're one game into like four of the series now, and then there's also Florida is playing Tampa right now, and there's three other games to be played today. So what we're going to do, at least for today, just because, Rich, just because it's you and I, what we'll do is just a prediction for the first round. And then when we have Cody and Ryan back on, we'll do like a full playoff bracket. The Leafs are winning the cup. I'm going to just throw that on the table right now.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Everything else crossed.
But we're believing for the best here. That's what
we are. Here. We are believing for the best.
Yeah, let's go.
It might be hard after last night, but we are.
You know what? I know Marty had tweeted it. A lot of people had tweeted it. Game one last year, the Leafs had lost 7-3, and yeah, they got beat down.
Yeah,
didn't get shut out. But they went on to win that series in six games.
Yeah. I was thinking Anissa put it in the group chat last night as well.
Yeah. They're still, the series is young. The ice is just broken is what this one game is. That's honestly the best way to look at it is the ice is broken. Yeah. We lost, but it's not over. So what we're going to do is we'll do a playoff prediction for just the first round. We'll start in the West. We'll make our way to the East. And because this is a Leafs podcast, let's go. We'll save our boys for last. So, so in the West, the first series I have written here is Dallas versus Vegas. Rich, who do you think is going to take the series in Dallas versus Vegas?
Vegas.
Vegas in how many games?
Six.
All right. Okay. I know. So, like, again, I have a weird dislike towards Dallas. Ultimately, I should say, oh, Vegas is going to sweep them. But no, I'm going to say Vegas is going to win in five. I do like your prediction. They take it in six. But no, with, you know what, with how good Dallas has been this year, fuck it. Vegas in seven. I actually have a buddy who's a Dallas fan, so he's probably going to be like, oh, at least you gave me a couple of wins here. love you, buddy. All right, so moving on to the next series in the West is, I think this was one of the first series that was actually confirmed. It is Winnipeg versus the Colorado Avalanche. Oof. I'm going to say Colorado, again, just because they won Cup recently, they know what it takes to win and all that. I'm going to say Colorado wins in, I'm going to say Colorado in five. Also, I'm finally trying the pizza finally.
Is it any good? That is the question.
It's a little cold because I got
it's been in the box, yeah.
for an hour or two now. I gotta say the cheese is good. It is, well, so it's a flatbread pizza, so it's thin, but it's good. But I mean, it's coming from me. I live off pizza. Even I could get pizza from, if someone tells me this is the worst pizza in the world, I would still at least give it a 5 out of 10. There's no way a pizza could,
because it's
bad.
Pizza.
Exactly.
Minimum setting for pizza is 5 out of 10.
Exactly. The lowest score I will ever give a slice of pizza or a full pie is a 5 out of 10. Right now, I got to say this is a 7. This is a 7, 7.5.
That's cold.
And this is cold. This is cold. If I heat it up or if I had it fresh, oh, probably looking closer to a 9. Because, again, I'm getting it from my fucking heaven on earth. If I could get James Reddy from fucking Tim Hortons, that's heaven on earth for me. Rich, did you say who do you think's coming out of Winnipeg versus Colorado?
See, I'd like to say Winnipeg because what I like their snazzy Canadian Air Force inspired jerseys for the year. Two, I'd like to see Canadian teams succeed.
It would be nice.
It would be nice. But I think Colorado, for the same reasons you have, I think five, maybe.
Okay, well, fans of Winnipeg, at least you're getting one win. Not getting swept.
No, yeah. I hope I'm wrong.
Right,
well, Winnipeg fans, I'm wrong about every other prediction, so Cup's coming to Winnipeg.
you have a team for like, no, it's been more than 10 years now, and you get a cup.
you got to feel shortchanged, though, because like if you're Vegas, you have a team for what, like 5 years or whatever it is, and you get a cup.
I honestly, like, Vegas fans are lucky because, yeah, I think it was one of the top guys who bought Vegas or whatever was like, yeah, we're going to win a cup within 5 years. Fuck, that's a hell of a prediction. And yeah, it actually came true. Like, what the fuck, man? Whatever crystal ball he has, it would be nice to know when the Leafs are winning.
I would say every time a millionaire or billionaire buys a sports franchise or football club or racing team or whatever, they always say that, and that's probably the only one that's ever come true.
I honestly, though, I mean, yeah, it was absolutely surreal that in Vegas's first year they made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. Like,
I mean, from his point of view, the owner's point of view, you've got to say that because,
yeah, you want to bring in the fans. Like, hey, you're giving them hope.
And if you don't, if you're not in it to win, what are you in it for?
Exactly. Like Gary, you're in it for the money. Fuck you, Gary.
Yeah, fuck you, Gary. Don't sell your used Jaguars down the street.
In your fucking greasy fedora.
Yeah. And trench coat.
Oh, God. Yeah, just come off as a creeper. so, going on to the next series. So, we got another Canadian team here. Vancouver versus Nashville. Rich, who do you think is coming out of this one?
I think Vancouver are going to win that. I think it's going to be a five. I don't think it's going to be a sweep. I think it'll be a five.
Okay. I'm with you because Vancouver, they had a really good year this year. Yeah, if anything, it's a little tricky for me to say because, like, I've watched a couple of the Hockey Guy videos and hockey psychology, but, like, watching actual a full out of market game, I've only watched a very few this season.
I'm very much the same. It's like, especially this year, because obviously, like, last year I was working Toronto time, so, like, I was getting up to go to work when you were getting up to go to work.
Yeah.
Because I was working not quite a night shift, if you like. Yeah. So I was either watching or listening if I was still at work every game. Yeah. This year I haven't had this year I haven't had that luxury. It's been Saturday games unless I've been off work for holidays for whatever reason. So there just hasn't been any time to take in any bonus games.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
It is.
It was even a chore because like. I love watching the Winter Classic and the outdoor game.
I watched that.
Yeah, that was honestly a beautiful game. It's funny because a lot of people say the outdoor games have lost their meaning, but like it's beautiful no matter where it happens because it's a different background every time. But to see hockey played almost like shinny because you're playing outdoors.
Yeah.
For me at least, I feel that spark's never going away because like, it's gorgeous.
For me, I mean, so I've never played hockey. I live in the wrong part of the world, and
you're on the wrong side of the pond.
Yeah, totally. I mean, my hometown is pretty much a city, and it doesn't even have an ice rink.
Shit, man.
Yeah, it's but for me, it's. When they have it in these beautiful locations like Lake Tahoe and that, I mean, it looked gorgeous. Didn't particularly like it, but it looked gorgeous. They have it in a ballpark or a football stadium. You got the novelty of that in Boston or wherever they have it. But for me, it's when it snows.
Oh, that's
it's just outdoors perfect. And not heavy snow, but just
a little light, you know, flurry.
Christmas bottle days.
Yeah, no, there's honestly I absolutely agree with you. There is a magic there. Outdoor games are beautiful.
Like to go to one day.
The next game, the next outdoor game featuring the Leafs, we got to make it a party.
Oh my god.
Honestly.
it would be amazing. I hate to imagine how much outdoor tickets are.
Oh, Jesus. We'd all have to sell our souls to get those tickets.
Oh, I sold that years ago.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, no, I agree with you. I think Vancouver's coming out with the win. If anything, I kind of want to give Nashville a couple more wins so Anissa could win or have a little bit of fun because she likes watching Nashville. So
I believe she's going.
She did win before.
No, I think she's going for a couple of games for the coming week, I believe.
Oh, shit. Okay, cool. Right on. We'll give her a win. I'll give her a win. Vancouver is still going to come out of the series, but in seven.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, ultimately, just with how good Vancouver has been this year, I am a little bit with you. If it's not a sweep in five, but for Anissa, in seven. going on to the last series in the West. And it's funny because I love how like on hockey Twitter, the actual teams accounts, like lately they've been all doing these memes and shit. Edmonton's been on a tear. Cause like, they put up a meme after it was announced. Okay. Edmonton is playing the Los Angeles Kings. They did the screen or the meme from Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. CJ's walking towards the bike and he says the line, "Oh shit, here we go again." They blanked out shit, but over CJ's head, they put the Edmonton logo and over at the bike, they put the LA Kings logo. because they've played them like three times in the play in the first round in the past couple of years. I honestly like. I have a soft spot for LA. I loved watching them on their playoff runs or their championship runs in the early 2000s. The purple yellow jerseys are gorgeous every time.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like they're both of their reverse retros. The first one where it was all purple, but it had the Gretzky. That was perfect. That was perfect. Because you're
did they have one that was purple with silver on it, with the silver crown on it?
So it was the silver crown logo, but in purple. The whole jersey was purple. Here, you know what? I'm gonna bring it up. This is fantastic audio because no one can see it.
And Mikey is Googling for an image.
Right, but it's funny because like the way I describe things, like you can almost picture it. Here we go. So I typed in Google Images, reverse retro LA Kings. So it was this. That was their first one, all purple.
Yeah.
With the Gretzky LA Kings logo, like that, it meshed perfectly. And then this was the most recent one, where it just felt like a redo of one of their older ones. It's white with purple shoulders going across and a purple and yellow stripe.
Are we sure they're not trying to sell bottles of Crown Royal here?
Maybe Crown Royal was like, "Hey guys, hey LA Kings, we'll hook you up with some Crown Royal if you put the crown on your jersey.
You've got a couple of trailers full if you want them. They'll be at this location at this time.
Yeah, just come alone." But out of Edmonton and LA, a soft spot for LA. I'm going to say LA comes out of the series with 6 wins. Rich, what do you think, buddy?
See, again, I'd like to see Edmonton get the series. Yeah, get a Canadian team in. Makes it harder for Gary to rig the cup.
Oh, Gary would be having a hissy fit.
Oh, all day long. I haven't watched enough of either club to.
Same here. So, again, sure. It is hard to say, but
yeah.
Like, I mean, if Edmonton comes out with the dub, they come out with the dub.
I'll play devil's advocate and say the Oilers in 7.
Okay, all right. They'll make it a 7.
That series there is a bit of the. You say that they play each other regularly in the playoffs. That's the hockey gods, isn't it? Ever since Gretzky went.
That's a little bit of trolling.
Yeah, that's like.
Because it's both of Gretzky's teams, yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. All right, so going on. So now we're on to the east side of things. Even though I have it written in my notes, the Florida series first and Boston after. Boston, Toronto. Again, because this is a Leafs podcast, we'll save the Leafs one for last. But Florida, Tampa, Rich, you were actually watching the game before we started recording. How did Florida do?
Well, they won, as far as I'm aware. They put it this way, they had 2 minutes to go, and they were winning 3-1, I believe it was.
Shit, all right.
They were beating the crap out of each other. Yeah, you know every hit was bodies going everywhere.
Oh fuck! It was a whole massacre.
Yeah. It was pretty brutal. Because I mean, that's almost like you're playing for the pride of your state there as well, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, that.
We're the better Florida team. No, we are.
Yeah. Nobody here is from Florida, but.
No, I don't have any friends that are Florida or Tampa fans. Oh no, shit! My old supervisor is actually a Tampa Bay fan because he said he went to he was visiting Florida and he went to a Tampa Bay game, and Stamkos got a hat trick in that game. So I actually know someone that's a Tampa fan. He's like less than a casual fan at that too.
I could go one better with that with Tampa fans. I don't know if I've told this story before, but when I worked for the Big H, before the plant shut. One of the kiddies that was working quality was a Tampa Bay fan, and it was in the playoff series. I was on earlies. He worked a day shift, so it would have been like 8 till 5, 8 till 6 kind of deal. And I used to start work at like 4:45 in the morning. That was our early shift. Tampa beat Toronto. Oof. That fucker not only stayed up to watch the game, he printed a load of Tampa Bay Lightning logos off, cut them all out.
Oh no.
Came in early and decorated my bench.
No.
Before 4:30, this was done.
Yeah. Oh shit, man. His buddy's pranking you here.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I had something similar happen to me, but it wasn't a Tampa fan. So before I started working at the site I do now, I worked at a library, and one of my buddies there, he's a Detroit fan, and this was over the winter because I was wearing the Leafs winter jacket, the coach winter jacket, or winter classic jacket. And there's the classic Leaf logo on the side, the left side. It was funny because I go downstairs to my desk, and that's where I had my jacket hanging up. This motherfucker, he printed out the Red Wings logo. He didn't color it in, so it's in black and white and shit, right? He cut out the Detroit logo and he taped it on the Leaf logo.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's all in good fun. It's all in good fun. But yeah, so back to the series, Florida and Tampa. Who do you think is coming out beat to shit?
Florida.
All right.
Florida. I think it might go to 7, to be honest, because I think they're going to beat the shit out of each other so much that
Tampa's going to come back fighting.
Yeah, it's probably Yeah, it's probably going to go backwards and forwards. I think if one of them does take a hold of it sort of within 3 games, then that might change it. But I think it'll go the duration. Floridians are going to get their money's worth, and yeah, I think Florida will win that. I think Panthers.
No, I'm with you. On Florida coming out with the win, I do agree with you that it'll go the long mile. It'll go to 7 games. I'm giving Florida the win just because, like Tampa, it's a father time thing. Because like with Pittsburgh this year, I dislike Crosby, and that'll be a story for another episode. But Pittsburgh, like they didn't make the playoffs, and that was because like the rest of the team around Crosby is like old and broken and possibly a little bad luck towards Dubas. His first year there, and they missed. Honestly, if anything, I will give credit where it is due. They should rename the team the Pittsburgh Crosbys, because like he literally was the reason that they were in the wild card hunt spot for so long. But yeah, that the story of why I dislike Crosby is a story for another day. But yeah, I'm gonna say Florida comes out with the dub in 7 here. So we're gonna skip over Boston Toronto for a second. This was the first series in the East that was announced. New York. Oh shit, no. The Rangers versus Washington, I think, was the second one. The first one was Carolina versus the Islanders. So out of the Rangers versus Washington, who do you think is coming out of that fight?
I've got no idea any of the scores of this series. I haven't seen any of that. I wouldn't be surprised if Washington do it.
You know, the most I've heard about Washington this year is a bit more on Ovi and how, like, you know, he's coming up close to Gretzky's record and all that. But the thing was, like, even Ovi had a really rough start. Like, he didn't get his first goal until like a month or two into the season.
Yeah.
So I'm on the side of the Rangers. I think they'll come out with the win.
I mean, they probably should.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just teams don't seem to be able to defend the two spots that Ovi stands in. So
he stands in his office and like no one expects it. Everyone's surprised every time.
You've only seen it every game he's played for the last 20 years, but
it's still a shock.
And in a way, if because he can't have many more seasons left.
No,
like at this level, it would be kind of cool to see him get another cup.
It would be, honestly. Ovi's such a sweetheart, and to see when Washington won the cup, the way they partied, like they played Vegas in that finals. It was awesome to see how they partied. Like you could tell there was nothing but liquor in their fucking veins when they won the cup.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to see Ovi come out with another cup before he calls it a career. I don't know. There's something about this year with Washington. I was surprised that they even made the playoffs. If they come out with the win, that'd be a huge surprise. I'm going with the Rangers on this one. I'm going to say, if not in four, in five.
Okay.
Did you say how many games Washington would come out with?
No? I'm not sure. I'm not sure how many, if they've played or anything yet. But I'm going to say in five. Okay. Either way.
But yeah, it'll be a short series.
Yeah, I think so.
We're both predicting a short series
here. Yeah, I think it'll be short.
All right, so moving on to the second last one here. Carolina versus the Islanders. The most that I've watched of either team was when they played the Leafs. I'm going to pull this right out of my ass. Not literally. I'm going to say Carolina comes out with the win in six games.
Yeah, I'm thinking similar. I was thinking seven, but Carolina again.
Yeah, I mean, there's something about Carolina. Like, every few years, they'll make it to the third round. Like, they are a deadly team. Carolina in six. All right, and now for everything that matters, the Leafs and the Bruins. We're already one game into the series.
Yeah.
And so Boston at least has one game here. Rich, where do you think the series is going?
Toronto in seven.
Oh, fuck.
I think it'll go to the end.
Truly slay the dragon here.
Yeah, and whoever comes out the other side is probably not going to be a lot of good on the other side. They're going to be beat.
Again,
like the Florida-Tampa series, I think. Because, I mean, you know, Boston's not really that far away, so that is like the localist rivalry in the
in the
division at the moment, in the cup. So I think people are going to know that they've been in that series when it ends.
I am sort of with you. I think the series is going to go the mile, but I'm saying Leafs in six. It's like looking at it last year, if the Leafs and Tampa went to seven, Tampa would have come out with the win. I feel that same way this year. Like, if the Leafs can close it out in six, like it'll get out of their heads, like the whole demon in their head shit that was said on the Amazon series a few years back. The Leafs are going to win in six, which leads me to the schedule. So we're all clear on what the schedule is. And so I got the times because now that we're in playoff season, some of the games start at 7, some of the games start at 8. So game 2 is Monday tomorrow. Or Rich, it's probably already Monday for you, so today for you.
No, not quite. Not quite.
No?
3 hours away. We're 3 hours away, yeah.
It's not Christmas yet.
No, not yet.
It'll be Christmas before you know it. All right, so game 2 is Monday at 7 p.m., 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. if you're in Rich's time.
Yep.
Rich, what do you think the score is going to be?
Oh, God.
Or even just to make it easier, who comes out with the win?
I think the Leafs come out with this win.
I'm with you. I think the Leafs are going to come out with the win. Again, at least in the Austin Matthews era, the Leafs are 6-2 in game twos. That's going to go up to 7-2 now. And that is at 7 p.m. Game three is Wednesday at 7 p.m. Rich, who comes out with the dub or L?
That's at Toronto. That's probably got Boston written on it, that's to be honest.
Oh, fuck.
The pressure of this first game at the SBA.
Yeah.
Or more to the point, the pressure of Toronto media picking apart everything they had for dinner that morning.
See, this is why you should listen to podcasts, because podcasters will hype the boys up.
Yeah.
Fuck the Toronto media.
And it's weird, because the Toronto media owns the Toronto Maple Leafs, yet they like to chop them down.
Yeah, come on. Why kick a guy when he's down? What the fuck?
Why own him too? Yeah, why beat the cash cow?
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck? Oh, fuck, man. I mean, I kind of do see where you're coming at. The Leafs might come out with the L. I feel because they're playing at home, they have the energy of the fans behind them.
You'd hope. I think a lot of that depends on the Tuesday night game.
Yeah. The energy obviously, of how they come out of that game.
And if not only winning, but I think they've got to silence some of the critic.
They've got
a win by a couple of goals, probably.
Yeah, come out with a convincing win.
Yeah, lay a couple of guys down as well.
Maybe it would be nice to see them come out with a 4-1 win.
Yeah. get a couple of goals. Yeah, and right. Maybe leave a couple of guys sore for the morning as well.
The fucking Marchand's going to feel a little bit of back pain come
sunrise. That'd be nice.
I feel they'll win on Wednesday, but there's something about it because maybe, Toronto and Boston will split the wins. There's something about the second game in Toronto I feel might be the loss. But I'm optimistic as fuck, and I'm hoping they'll win. But there's something about game four I feel might be the loss. That one is Saturday, April 27th at 8 p.m.
Yep.
But, yeah, again, there's something about it. I feel they'll lose game four, but belief in they won't. And also because this is audio, you guys can't see me, but I got my fingers crossed.
I think they might win the Saturday game. I think they might win the Saturday game.
You know what? The Leafs are going to win in five. They're just going to sweep the next four games.
Imagine it?
Let's believe for that. Let's go.
Can you imagine it?
Right? Honestly. Oh, this city would be fucking psychotic. Even if they win, the city's going to be psychotic because we finally beat Boston.
Yeah.
So the last three games here, the times are all to be determined and if necessary, but game five would be Tuesday, April 30th. That one would be in Boston. Game six, Thursday, May 2nd. That one's in Toronto. And game seven, if it does go that extra mile, Saturday, May 4th. And that one will be in Boston.
That's going to be the midnight game, that is. The 7 o'clock your time game, I would have thought.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then maybe the game that plays in Toronto, that'll be the 8 o'clock start then. So they'll go back and forth.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, that'll be the Hockey Night in Canada game, I would have thought.
Yeah. So, you know what? So Rich, you're saying in 7. I'm saying Leafs in 6. On that, so now that we got predictions out of the way, let's get to hockey cards. I actually saw someone tweet yesterday, before the game had started. They opened a pack and they got, it was a duo of Max Domi and Ty Domi.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? Honestly.
That's cool.
So I'm curious to see.
I've not seen these. Obviously, in the UK, hockey cards aren't a thing.
Yeah.
unless you've got. But
I'll get you a couple packs as a little gift.
And like trading cards in general, they are a thing, but they're not.
They're not a big thing over
there. Yeah, no. Traditionally, it'd be football stickers. So you get a sticker album, and you collect the team, the club, and all that.
I've seen a lot of it at Dollarama. There are hockey card stickers here, and you get a little binder, and you can put them in the actual spot and all that. Yeah,
that's the same sort of thing. But are these like holographic, where you tilt it one way and it's, or are they printed on both sides?
So the card that Buddy shared on Twitter, it looked like that one was holographic or a golden shiny card.
Yeah.
So I got the first pack opened here. This one, I guess, is off the regular set. It looks... Oh, shit. Okay, so this is double-sided, actually. So on one side is Claude Giroux in an Ottawa jersey. And on the other side, it's the diver, Tim Stützle.
Yeah.
So
are you sure that was Stützle? Because he stood up.
he's not mid-dive here.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next regular card here is LA players. One side, Adrian Kempe. And then on the other side, this dude I like. And there's something about him. Like when Matthews was in his rookie year and in his second year, a lot of people compared Matthews to this player, Anze Kopitar.
Okay.
That's really cool. So now the thing is with the Timmy's cards, you get two regular cards and one special card, right? This is sick. And it was funny how we were talking about Ovi and all that. Rookie connections. So Ovi is on the left side of the card and Malkin is on the right side of the card.
That's quite cool.
And it's both pitchers from their rookie year. Like, Ovi looks young here. On the back here, so it says on for Ovi. Ovi's 52 goals in 05-06 sets a Capitals rookie record. And then for Malkin, it says Malkin won the 2007 Calder Trophy with Pittsburgh. That's sick. That is fucking sick. I really hope I get that Domi card. That'd be beautiful. Put that in one of the little... So there's at Dollarama, not just hockey cards, but they have little stands. So the bottom of it is a hockey puck. And then there's a little slide that you can put a card into. Yeah.
I need to go to a Dollarama. I've not been into one.
Buddy.
I will admit, when I was over in 22, I came over for the IndyCar race.
Yeah.
I was being a little bit bougie, and my buddy wanted to go into Dollarama, and I refused to go in it because it was a Dollarama.
Oh, buddy, they've upped their game. There's a lot of cool shit in Dollarama. The next time you're over, I will happily take you to a Dollarama.
The thing with it is, like, we've got like the 99p stores over here, and they have a bit of a stigma to a Poundland and all that. A bit of a stigma to them. It's like,
when you come to the motherland, the Dollaramas are awesome here.
Yeah,
we'll hype them up. Like they really have up their game. All right, so in the second pack here, is from the regular set. So on one side, it's Mark Scheifele. And on the other side, Cole Perfetti.
That's cool.
Hope I'm not butchering his name. It's cool.
The double that, Jets car.
Yeah, it's cool that. Oh shit! Okay, this is different. It's cool that these cards are double sided. That's never been a thing. For as long as Tim Hortons has been doing cards, and even way back when McDonald's had the Upper Deck cards. They had some really cool cards, McDonald's, but never double-sided. So the last regular card here, this is cool because this is women's hockey. So one side...
Oh, that's cool.
I know, right? So one side is Hillary Knight, and the other side is Abby Rogue Rock. I hope I'm not butchering that. But that's really fucking sick, promoting women's hockey through
the hockey cards.
Right?
I mean, I was having this discussion with somebody yesterday. From my point of view, it's not and or either. Hockey's hockey.
Exactly. It's still a sport.
And any excuse to cheer another Toronto team on is...
spend a whole lot of money on another Toronto jersey.
Oh, don't. That being said, I am so gutted I never got a Toronto 6 jersey. The black and the gold jerseys were...
Oh, they were nice.
They were very nice.
I like these new ones. Like, it's simple word mark, but it just says the city name going across. But, like, when the league first started, that's what jerseys were, was just, like, the city name.
Yeah, I believe that's changing next season, though. I think they're going to
have they'll have logos and shit.
They'll have logos. They just, because some clubs had it, like Toronto, they had it, and a couple of others had it, they wanted to make sure everybody was on the same
page. Level.
Yeah.
Okay, so then going into next year, they'll have the logos and all that ready. Okay, all right, so then everyone, hold on to your money, hold on to your wallets. Next year, logos are coming.
Well, you say that, but the current PWHL jerseys are really hard to get.
Really?
Really hard to get. They just sell. They just go.
Yeah, they're that popular.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good sign. That's a really good fucking sign.
Yeah. It'd be cool to go see one of their games live.
It would be. But what was
it? And it's at the Gardens. It's at Maple Leaf Gardens as well. That's...
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I know they don't call it that now, but it's always going to be Maple Leaf Gardens.
Oh no, they still call it Maple Leaf Gardens. There's just a
grocery store in it. I think they call it the actual arenas, the Matinee Center or something like that.
Yeah, no, I have no idea. I'd have to look into that. But, like when you're outside of the building,
yeah, they still got the sign there. I got so many pictures stood outside that.
It's a beautiful building. Like if you look at it from the outside. A little side note, there is an LCBO in that building, and it's so fucking tiny. It could be an office, like a literal office for a person. Yeah, it's small. It is a small LCBO.
Do you know what that is? That's a challenge to empty it.
honestly, it's so small, I take up half the store.
Oh, so it's literally like a convenience store Union.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally. So like two people in there, and everything comes to a halt because nobody can get around.
There's a whole lineup outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's a kiosk.
Literally. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the last card. This special card, I gotta say, is sick. It's a little shiny in the middle. So it's called Linked by Numbers. There's a big 10 in the middle. Okay. The 10 is shiny. On the left side, we got Matty Bernier's of the Seattle Kraken. And on the right of the Flames is Jonathan Huberdeau. And it's cool because it changes colors. So the left side is all dark blue, like Seattle, and red for Flames on the right side. So we switch to the back here. It says for Matty, Bernier's won the 2023 Calder Trophy with Seattle. And for Huberdeau, he netted his first goal with Calgary on October 25th, 2022, and linked by numbers, I guess, because they both share the number 10. But that's actually sick. Like, the way the 10 is shiny, like, that's sick.
That's very much like the football sticker. You get, like, the club shield.
Oh,
and they'd be what we call a shiny.
Yeah,
and that's
cool.
That kind of stuff. But yeah.
I'll probably have one pack to open on the next episode. But like these, I want that fucking Domi card. It looks really cool. So on that, hi mom, Nan, Pop, Brandon, if you're listening, I love you guys. Rich, you want to shout out the group chat?
Yeah, shout out to everybody in our group chat. We've got Anissa. Obviously, Cody's not here this week.
Love you, buddy. Miss you.
Ryan, again.
Miss you, buddy.
Be great to have you back on. And there's Steph, Kylie, Katie, Linz, Catherine, Adam, Who am I missing? Anissa, if I've not already said that.
Jess, I think.
Jess, yes.
Yeah, no, it's a big group of people.
John.
Oh, yeah, Johnny boy. Love you, buddy.
If I've missed anybody, I apologize.
It's funny. I've had a coffee, and I swear you've called everyone, too. If we are missing people, sorry, but we do love you.
I've not had any angry messages yet.
So you know what? That's got to be a good sign then.
I suppose it depends how you look at it, really. But
right, on it, if there's no angry messages, then there's nothing to be mad about. So on that, Rich buddy, where can the fine people find you?
I've got to remember it now.
I have it written down. If you forgot.
Where have I got it? I've got it. I've literally got it in front of me. Where are we at? It's been that long since I've been on Twitter. And I refuse to call it X. Richard S. Parsons on Twitter. Or all X, right. Whatever
you call it. I mean, it's funny because I've seen a lot of posts or people will quote Elon or a parody of Elon, like no one actively calls it X.
Yeah, there's
still Twitter.
I think he's probably the only one.
I honestly though. But you can follow Cody on Twitter. Fuck you, Elon. At @W_Donaldson, or you can find him on Facebook, William Cody Donaldson. You can follow your favorite newfie Ryan on Twitter at RyanWillie93. You can follow my silly shenanigans on Twitter, on Instagram, at MikeyD_392. And you can follow the show on Twitter or Instagram at BeliefersPod. And on that, I'm going to have another slice of this pie. Like, it's cold, but it's good. You know what? So it's six slices, like a race in the shape of a racetrack. So you got six slices. So I've had three cold slices. I'm going to have three now. And I'm going to warm up the rest so that way I get to see what it's like warm. On that, I love you all. We love you all. Rich, any final notes?
Big shout out to Toronto FC for winning last night.
Fuck yeah.
Gave people something to cheer about for a change.
Go Toronto.
Yeah, 1-0.
Hell yeah, let's go. All right, so on that, we'll be back. I'll get the calendar set up for the next month, and we'll see which episode or which days we'll do episodes on. But the Beliefers will be back. We will be back. And until then, we will be believing for the best that the Leafs are coming out with wins, and fuck Boston. There we go.
Yeah. Fuck Boston. Peace.